Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
The Little Book of Calm by Paul Wilson. And I'm just going to podcast of it. Over 3 million copies sold. So that's quite a calming number of copies to be sold. You think for that number of copies sold, it would be a very calm world. Evidently not. I suppose it would be stressful trying to find the money. In the background, you'll hear a tree being lopped. And there's lots of trees where I am up in the Blue Mountains on my property. Nowhere else. Everyone else has found reasons to chop them down. But this one's just the back of us, overhanging a preschool. And it's got a sort of dead crown. So there's a reason, it's quite reasonable to take down. So it's not as heartbreaking when it comes off. Now, the Little Book of Calm really came to a fore when it was in Black Books. Black Books is a comedy of a dysfunctional bookseller, antisocial bookseller. So in order to sell something, you have to be social. So it's brilliant. And the idea that he's so consumed with his own problems, he can't analyze them. He actually acts out his own problems, and his wanting to help sidekick accidentally is at work and swallows someone has put in a little book of calm. He swallows a little book of calm, and he goes around being godlike. There's a beautiful scenes with the people, and I'm just going to read this because it's come to me. I've been talking to people a bit about calmness. I've written this a little book to be on hand to comfort to you, carry it with you to steal moments of peace and tranquility at any time, in any place. So it's the most calming way, sort of like, I've done this and we're going to calm any place, any time. Follow its recommendations and you will remain calm, even in the most difficult moments. So I love this. It's just written completely calming. And most useful of all, when you feel troubled, simply let this book fall open, let your intuitions guide you, and you will see the most effective way you can find calm at a particular moment. Trust your intuition, and you will become calm. Now, this is actually true about intuition. That actually lets you... it's amazing how intuition works, because your brain's... When you're stressed, your brain shuts down and it goes down to a really front desk and sort of leaves a lot of your brain besides. So intuition can actually step in. Carry a piece of the quiet. Concentrate on silence. When it comes, dwell on what it sounds like. Then strive to carry that quiet within you wherever you go. There's a Chinese saying about the empty boat. People can't get angry at an empty boat. Waste some time. Hardworking people never waste time on frivolous, fun-filled activity. And yet, for hardworking people, any time spent this way is far from wasted. Select your company well. As harsh as it may sound, mixing with highly stressed people will make you feel stressed. On the other hand, mixing with the calm people, even for the briefest period, will leave you feeling calm. Isn't that beautiful? Obviously, as a calm person reading this. Be captivated by your breath. When you dwell on the sound of your breathing, when you can really hear it coming and going, peace will not be far behind. Now, of course, with my heart operation, I couldn't breathe at all. And so I said, concentrate on your breath. And obviously, you can't breathe. And it's going to be very stressful. What's also really interesting is that when I'm very calm, I can hear this tick, which is my little heart valve going. It's pretty amazing. Okay. Pause between changes. There is always a temptation to lump all your life into one big machinistic event. Do your stress levels a favour and take your times, your changes one at a time. And I definitely do that with people when they fall out. I don't see them anymore. I say, well, that's just that person. I may have known them again. And the next person, I say, well, I will probably meet that person again at version 4.0 or 7.0. And I do believe that. invest in a fruit bowl. The more beautiful your fruit bowl, the better stocked it is, the less like you are in turn likely to turn to stress enhancing snack food. So my sort of stress food was probably be cups of tea and iced coffee. I'd die for that. Eat more fruit and you will feel relaxed. It is as sweet as that. Well, that's a bit thing. Disregard small issues. The most important skill in staying calm is not to lose sleep over small issues. The second most important skill is able to view all issues as small issues. Well, I think that's true. It also helps having a bit of cognitive stuff where you forget things and you write down lists and you don't stress about lists. Start 10 minutes early. Start every journey 10 minutes early. Not only will you avoid the stress of haste, but if all goes well, you'll have 10 minutes to relax before your next engagement. Worry when the time comes. Most worries are future-based. They revolve around things that, in most cases, will never happen. Concentrate on the present, and the future takes care of itself. There's a certain amount that, what does it say, is worry when the time comes? It is obviously, if you're worrying, you're wasting. You mean you're ineffective when it comes, and you're wasting now. Okay, the next one is wear sensible shoes. Any reflexologist will tell us that true relaxation begins in the feet. It seems obvious, but wearing comfortable shoes is nearly as relaxing as wearing no shoes at all. I'd hate to be a woman some of the time. Seek the best thing in everything. Make a practice of looking for the best in people and situations. You'll find that simple approach induces optimism and positivity, both of which lead to calm. I do, I must admit, I love smells of cooking coming in, and the first mouth of the food and the texture. I love that type of stuff. Brush or be brushed. Oh dear, this is unfortunate. Take time to brush someone's hair. Better still, brush your own hair or have someone else do it. That's if you've got hair. I've got a little bit of hair left. It doesn't matter. Slowly, methodically, extensively. It massages several calming acupressure points and the repetition works wonders. It will be... Pretend you're human. Leave it to others to be perfect, to be wonderful. Be content with what you are. You'll be much more relaxed as a result. No, so obviously having cognitive stuff, you make heaps of mistakes, and it's just, you make one, and you say, oh, well, I've probably made several. Let's take stock and look at them. Start Christmas now. It probably took a lot of trial, error over the centuries, but Christmas carols and lullabies have a unique ability to soothe. Use them silently all year round. I like those, silently. I love the brackets. Silently. Single out simple pleasures. Approach something with your full attention and open mind, and you'll find pleasure and complexity in it. Yeah, that's for me is leaf blowing and working out how the leaf blower sucker, this brigade piece of equipment, how it actually worked and what was wrong with it. A bunch of grapes, oh dear, or a glass of water, or a field of grass, or a sky of clouds. I must admit, I do like clouds. All such things can lead to calm. I tell you what, I'm actually more calm looking at things through polarized glasses, or microscopically, or telescopes. Jettison the past. Well, this is one of the things you had to do if you got a brain thing. Look at someone's shat on all my tapes. There is seldom any rational reason for having regrets about the past deeds or events. For absolute sure, you have two people sitting there and one jumps off a cliff. What was it? Why did that happen? Well, that person did, they're two identical physical people. That person felt bad about the past. Because the past does not exist in any way other than in your memory. When you recognize this lack of reality, you can be calm. Take junior lessons. Take lessons in calmness from children. Why shall they live every moment for the pleasure of the moment? Pretend you too could be like that. I sort of do that with birds and animals. think calm. Have calm thoughts, picture calm scenes, recall calm sounds. And guess what you'll be feeling, ... What I was going to say is being calm is calmer than stressful people. That's one way to really ratchet up the stress. Steal 30 seconds. When you're tense, go somewhere quiet. Even the bathroom will do it at a pinch. And take 30 seconds to gather your thoughts and work out how you're going to become calm. They could be the most useful 30 seconds of your day. Something is something about, I don't know what it is, it's that it's sort of that verbal stroking. Clear out the clutter. Mary, whatever her name, Mary Kondo or something like that. She is the most high stress declutter. It's a situation, tense, and make the most evil, reign of terror, guillotine type of thing. Clear out the clutter of. Okay. Physical disarray adds to the tension of life. Clearing out the clutter is an orderly way to calm. I think that I actually disagree with that. I sort of like mess, a bit of mess in the desk. Simulate with intent. Recognize that there is a time for simulation and a time for calm. This never means trying to fool yourself that a stimulant can help you relax. That's a little bit deep for me. I'm sort of a bit dumb. This is a bit funny. Spray orange blossom. Add 3 drops of orange blossom oil, Nerol, to a cup of mineral water and spray it with an atomizer when you need to feel relaxed. I'll tell you what's really relaxing for me is eucalyptus, the smell of eucalyptus oil when cleaning. It's sort of like you don't feel it's chemically, you feel it's outside the bush and you think of the molecular structure of the terpenols, the oils and the structure of it. Okay, ignore the small print. I bloody well do. Small print is custom designed to induce frustration. If you want to stay calm, have someone else read it and explain the small type to you. Inevitably they will. It's all shit. Okay. Pat something, obviously not a turd. Share your life with a pet, being generous with affection to it, and you will have appreciate assistance in your efforts to become calm. Forgive on the spot. To bear ill feelings towards someone else is more damaging than the bearer than the recipient. For your own sake, forgive quickly and freely. I have to say that people who are crappy are spending time they will never get back. Okay, next one is barricade the door. There comes a time when you need to shut yourself off from the interruption to concentrate on your own needs and responsibility. Do at least 1 hour a day. That's a bit amazing. Levitate. Stand straighter and taller and believe naturally, with an imaginary thread attached to the top of your skull, lifting you a few millimetres above the ground. However above the ground you feel, the closer you will be feeling calm. I think this sort of exercise and walks. I must admit, I love doing a slow walk some of the time. Touch or be touched. The human touch is one of the surest ways of unburdening stress, just as the embrace of a parent soothes the upset child, just as a kiss or handshake takes the sting out of an argument. A simple touch sometimes works miracles. Absolutely agree with that. Wouldn't that be great? Paint the town green. Plants pour oxygen into the environment while soaking up carbon dioxide and pollutants. Keep plants where you work, sleep and live, and you'll enjoy more oxygen. The more oxygen you get, office in Adelaide, I put in plants. Always used to like putting in plants. Look for the pleasure in calm. Unlike muscle building, techniques for creating calm work better when there is no pain and no effort. In fact, being calm itself is one of the greatest life's pleasures. Unwind with an aphrodisiac. Ginseng, which has been coveted as an aphrodisiac properties for centuries, also has a reputation for being able to relax the nervous system if taken regularly. Well, it's easy to got shares in ginseng. I don't necessarily know if you're actually alone, you know, stuck out by yourself. You want to take an aphrodisiac, you'd sort of fall in love with the broom. Okay, lower the crossbar. One of the greatest strains in life is constantly having to live up to the standards we set ourselves. Do yourself a favour. From time to time, relax those standards a little. Learn Tai Chi exercise. Oh, well, here's the Chinese. The most impossible little sense when you're concentrating, tense when you're concentrating on a Tai Chi routine. Learn the basic Tai Chi exercises and have secrets to becoming calm. I don't think Tai Chi, but sort of sweeping up slowly and sweeping leaves and taking days to mow the lawn. Listen for the quiet. This is a bit of a sound. I don't know if you can hear the them knocking off the last bit of a big tree at the back. Quiet is the essence of calm. You cannot force quiet. You can only accept it when it comes. But if you listen for it, really listen, you'll find that the most secret places. It all takes a little concentration. I mean, unfortunately, when I take too much water, my ears ring. It's a great theme. So you've got that. Rest your fingers. Gently rest the thumb and fingertips of one hand against the corresponding thumb and fingertips of the other. Just the lightest touch. Breathe slowly for 60 seconds and allow calm to overtake you. Now that's actually quite practical. I don't know whether it works though. Okay. Wear white. Well, this is a bit bizarre. The clothes you wear have a distinct influence on the way you feel. Loose garments, natural fabrics, light colours, all lead to calm. This is why yogis wear white. Oh, blood-o. Sell your wristwatch. As if people are going to... Why are you selling me this wristwatch? Who gives up? Okay. Have you ever noticed how relaxed you feel the moment you remove your watch? No, not really. Remove yours from time to time and remove yourself. From time, pleasures. Yeah, look, I actually don't know whether smartwatches are all that healthy. But, you know, it'll be good, unless you really get into it. Okay, that's just physics. This is just a bit of a vomit taking. Be negative about ions. Negative ions are remarkable things. They freshen the air, assist your breathing, enhance your mood, induce feeling of calm and energy. It takes... lowest cost negative ion generator, ionizer, or an electrical storm. I must admit, I do like smelling the ozone and the esters which come before a storm. And of course, there's nothing more calming than having a heart operation and being able to breathe. It's sort of, oh, sometimes I breathe, it's so beautiful. Rub on a rose. Hopefully, what you rub on a rose, it could be quite thorny. Massage is one of the most pleasurable ways to be soothed in a state of relaxation. By adding a little rose oil to your massage oil, you can make an experience doubly effective. Well, so you've got ginseng, chai chi, and this the uncalming effect of the little book of calmness pages sticking together. Make for the straight back. Oddly enough, chairs that help you relax may not be the lazy, overstuffed variety that immediately springs to mind. A chair that supports your back and helps you sit erect is probably your best choice. Oh dear. I must admit, look, I'm in a swing chair, and it's a really nice chair. Declare today a holiday. Imagine every day is a holiday. Do one little thing that stimulates this holiday mood each day, then watch the worries fade away. Which is this, you know, Greek positive thing, a bit of, you know, you're looking nice, blah, blah. And if they, unfortunately, if they're, shut the fuck up, type of stuff, but you still do it. I still be calm. Play a calm role. Pretend you are calm. Adopt characteristics of a calm person. Pretend that others see you as a calm person. And in no time, you'll be a calm person that everybody hates. No, the calm person. Run for your life. Running is one of life's antidotes to stress. It's simple, requires no special training, and begins to take effect within the first 200 metres. often think 200 metres and then there's a cliff, but it is running, a treadmill running is okay. Reflect on beauty. Do this not for the simulation but for the elevation, because you'll find calm is where you find beautiful beauty, regardless of whether it's natural or man-made. Oh dear. Sleep like a baby. And of course, this is something you can easily to do. Anything that interferes with your sleep, coffee, I love it, cola, love it, alcohol, interferes with your ability to become calm. Do whatever is necessary to get as much sleep as you feel you need. Absolutely. And that's one of the things with stroke. So you just feel really sleepy. Stride for sheer delight. Some forms of exercise may be torturous. Walking is easy and pleasurable. Walk every day, not because you have to, but because you combine it with the right attitude. It can be the most relaxing way to get from A to B. Snatch a couple of minutes. If you feel you need it, take a brief cat nap throughout the day. You'll be surprised how much peace can come from a couple of minutes, even when you're sitting at your Tarbara's typewriter. Isn't that great? It's something classic, a typewriter. Zing! The school had some old typewriters, and I brought some home, and my sons loved them, because they were all ching. And then I came back because I had cupboards full. Oh, I got rid of them all. It's awful. Start in the raw. Start every meal with something raw, fruit or vegetables. Not only do these alkaline foods enhance the feeling of calm, they add a harmony to the meal. I do like a bit of raw food. Pamper your feet. Soak your feet. Massage them with moisturizer or relaxing combination of essential oils. You'll be blissfully relaxed in no time. But you've got to remember not to do that on carpet or anything like that. Take the back seat. However much you might think you enjoy driving, it's stressful business. Take the back seat with a driver you trust, in brackets, with a driver you trust, and spend the journey sharing your calm. Oh, dear, you don't want to put them to sleep. Oh, I love it, a driver you trust. Control only what you can control. Be rigorous in differentiation between what is achievable and what is a waste of time. Then devote your energies only to those tasks you can achieve. Pass on to others. Pass the others on to someone else. Well, I think there's actually something you've got to devolve as many tasks as possible. Any positive tasks. So people can, oh yeah, easy. Simplify. The fewer things you must do in life, the fewer things you own, manage or are responsible for, the fewer stresses that are coming to you. And I sort of go like that. I really don't want any possessions or money or anything. Resort to politeness. Practice politeness, not for the benefit of others, but for the ennoblement of yourself. It doesn't matter if the receivers reciprocate. They usually will, and probably don't, or not. You will feel better for your niceness. Yeah, that's actually not too far off the truth. Recognize the difference between having and living. Big word. Think warm. A cold body is seldom calm. Rubbing your hands together furiously helps you feel warm. Feeling calm follows feeling warm. I do think, I'll tell you what, I love having my next scarf. This thing lovely warm. Develop a taste. This is the most beautiful thing. Develop a taste for fish. Oh, I'm a sort of sardine-aholic. Why are fish so relaxing? Oh, no. To wash. Seeing a taste for fish, I love to eat them, but no, because they move slowly, and perhaps more importantly, because they breathe slowly. Merely watching them is like gazing on a seascape. No, I like eating fish. I got that one wrong. Picture yourself on an idyllic South Pacific island. See yourself on some beach sands. Note what you're wearing, and relaxed or your way standing. And the way the breeze blows your hair, the calm, the semi-smile on your face. Now imagine what it feels like to be there. It's a bit psycho for me. Take the long cut. There's nothing like a change to break the stress patterns that build throughout the day. Every now and then, make a point of doing something that you wouldn't normally do, like taking a different route home from work. Use the time to appreciate change. This is... Yeah, in basic military patrolling, you never go the same way twice. Plan your worries. Put aside a certain amount of time each day at the same time of each day which you devote to sorting through your worries. When your time is up, stop worrying. That is just so ridiculously, especially if something's really bad happening. Oh, the police are coming. Oh, stop worrying about that. Massage your temples. Some of the most powerful calming acupressure points can be found in the temples. Apply a lot of pressure as you breathe out. Ease the pressure as you breathe in. Oh my God. Be positive about being positive. Work on having positive thoughts. Pay particular attention to speaking positive words. Then, as the resultant positive feeling, take care of everything else. Like that. Yeah, I don't know. Dear, doing self-massage and singing Christmas carols with oil turtle. The pace you move at has a direct relationship with the way you feel. Slow down your movements, consciously relax your gestures, expressions. Before you know it, you'll be relaxed. I remember this the army. I think it was Mandrax. You're on Mandrax, mate. You were moving so fucking slow. Of course, what happens if you don't eat enough food, which used to always happen, start off with, you know, trained people really slow down, and you get these slash going, corporals, I suppose. Discover. It's hard to feel tense when you're learning something you want to know. I wouldn't agree more. That's why I find maths so calming. And you learn from the most unlikely places. Yeah, that is true as well. I have this sort of learning is pretty amazing. Finger the beads. Use up nervous energy that concentrates in the fingers and hands by fingering worry beads. Oh well, make love. The relaxation that follows lovemaking works in many different levels. You could be so lucky. Ignore the phone once. You only have to leave the phone ringing once or twice in your life to appreciate the importance of important calls always ringing back, or less one less pressure on your life. Go limp, which is sort of the opposite of lovemaking, I suppose. Really tense one set of muscles, such as an arm or a leg, and quickly let it go limp. The contrast between tense and relaxed should be indicate what relaxed really feels like. Dwell on that feeling. Oh well. Find wonder in all that you do. There is little doubt that those who get the most from life are those who look for wonder in even the smallest things they do. Cultivate this skill and you'll find peace and satisfaction as well. Recognize addiction. Now, I think this could be actually quite well. Satisfying craving of any kind, nicotine, chocolate, caffeine, alcohol, add to that mathematics, is no way to help yourself feel calm. Recognize addictions for what they are and find an alternative. Then you can be calm. Sip warm water. Sipping warm water always makes me feel sick. A glass of chilled water will calm you more than most other liquids. A cup of warm water will calm you even more. Oh, it tastes like... Ugh. Take a long distance view. Your eyes are the most relaxed when they focus on distant scenes, especially natural ones. And then your eyes are relaxed, your body starts to relax. I think looking at the stars, very few people do that. Face a wet towel. As any beauty therapist or barber will tell you, nothing soaks away facial stress and tension quite so efficiently as a damp, hot towel. Yeah, it has to be a hot towel. Go on, smile. A smile relaxes all the major facial muscles. I think that cannot be true. That cannot be true. It also sets an emotional chain reaction that invariably helps you feel good. Or makes you a psychopath, I would say. Except only one deadline. Deadlines are the root of many stress problems. Take on many deadlines at a time and you will become a master of your time. Take on one. Look, that would be... You do not want to give this book to your employees. Float. Float in a swimming pool, a float tank, or even a bathtub. The weightlessness will dissolve your tension. I am a victim of bobbing in our pool. Take magnanimity habit. Indulge yourself by being generous, helping someone out. Perform an act of kindness. Offer a compliment. The person who will feel the most uplifted by you having done so is you. Absolutely. Go from A to B. Oh, God. While vitamin A foods enhance your ability to find calm, vitamin B foods are known to have the most dynamic effect, including beans and lentils, peas, nuts, seeds, wheat germ, whole grains and dairy foods in your diet. This is obviously not for people in sub-Saharan Africa and starving. Know when to withdraw. When it comes to a time in every struggle when determination serves no purpose but comes to an end and to itself. Knowing when to move on to the next issue is a skill possessed by many calm people. I would actually think that is actually true. Not that I have to reread this and think about which was my top ones. Reaffirm your friendships. If you tend to get overly serious about your work or your responsibilities, remind yourself the most common deathbed regrets relate to neglected relationships, not to unfinished benefits. Oh, that's a bit weird. That's a bit sort of you'll regret a bit. Turn off the lights. When all else fails in a stressful day, go somewhere quiet and dark. Listen to your breathing and ease into a state of relaxation. Dictate the pace. Just as a group of attitude or moods can influence an individual, a determined individual can influence the group. By moving slowly, speaking calmly, you can spread the feeling of calm within a group. Practice saying no. There's only so much you can achieve before affecting the efficiency instead of mind. Take on only what you can do and politely, not firmly, turn down all other requests. It's so hard. Especially when people decide you're the only person that can actually solve this problem. They just don't let you go. Write down your worries. It's marvellous how quickly many worries dissolve when you write them down on a piece of paper. Well, then you have to edit them and put them out. Then review the likelihood of them eventuating. 9 times out of 10, that likelihood will be remote. Like that. Sorry, a probability of likelihood. Oh, that's stupid. Put your feet up. There's no more simple act of putting your feet up than to improve circulations. It quickly relaxes, leads to a feeling of relaxation. Actually, don't know whether that's actually true. Stockpile beautiful moments. Write them down, keep a photo, keep a record on your computer, then recall the moments often, reflecting on them, taking pleasure in them, integrating them into your day-to-day routine and outlook. I actually don't think so. I think the idea that the moment is going to be lost in time and evolve and mature is what's special about a moment, myself, honestly. Grow your own. Gardeners are among the most calm, relaxed people. While they're gardening, you'll find. Yes. Set your own agenda. If you set your own agenda, you don't allow others to dictate the pace to you much. You will have much more time to be calm. You do not want calm employees. You know, your calm employees will be just... Okay, we're going to take on the enemy. We're going to sell this cell tower. Yep. And everyone's calm. Caress the back of your hands. In zone therapy, the backs of hands are the tap to calm. The lightest possible upward stroke with the fingertip helps reduce relaxitate. That's if people don't... Oh, God. I hope they're not advertising brilliant. That one there, you've got to allow people to touch you. Prune pressure phrases. I expect them to talk about prunes, but no. Pressure phrases like, I have to, I must, I shouldn't, I don't have time, exacerbates feelings of stress. And listen for such words in your thoughts and speech and replace them with, I may, I choose, I will make the time. What I was going to say is that there's this woman in labour and she said, I mightn't, I couldn't, I wouldn't. And the doctor said, that's great, Ignore that. She's only having contractions. Do you like that? Contractions. Yeah, wouldn't. There's a contraction. Okay. Have little successes. There's nothing like a degree of success to help you become relaxed. Even if you only with the most trivial activities, make room for yourself to succeed from time to time. Watch out for tense people. Learn to recognize the signs of tension and anxiety in others. Generally, it's not too hard. You just have to be close to them to get tense. In this way, you can be aware of your own psychology and can work towards becoming calm. The most important thing is in a situation is that it doesn't matter about everybody else. You have to be calm. Appreciate the routine. Any task you can do on remote control has potentially as a way of helping you feel good. Treat it as a meditation, concentrating wholly on the moment, and then you will be fulfilled. Breathe less. A relaxed person breathes only 5 to 8 times a minute. By slowing your breathing down to that rate, you'll quickly relax. I actually believe this is obviously being able to breathe properly now. Add a dab of lavender. Add a dab of lavender, not only is aches and pains, but it works wonders to relax, as I said, various things, isopropyl alcohol, rubbing alcohol, love the smell of that. And I love the smell of eucalyptus. Rediscover milk. And I unfortunately eat too much. Mother was right. Milk helps you relax and become calm, unless you're lactose intolerant. It is rich in calcium, a muscle relaxant, what? Amino acids called tryptophan, and a powerful natural sedative. The cow's milk is sedative. Pretend you believe, regardless of what you know, by pretending to be absolutely calm and relaxed, you will fool yourself conscious into believing that you are calm and relaxed. Wear Donald Duck underpants. That's the one thing I haven't done. Choose a few childlike accoutrements to remind you that you of the irrelevant, uninhibited, joyous side of life. I don't know why. That's right. Donald Duck underpants with Donald Duck on them. You want to wear Donald Duck. Okay. Make your work important. The difference between abject drudgery and noble, uplifting work is often no more than perspective. Treat your work as important, and the satisfaction that flows will work towards helping you unwind. Bicker on schedule. While it's not impossible to avoid all conflict and arguments, I think it is. It is possible not to feel too bad when they happen. Simply postpone the argument. Agree to discuss the issue in detail at some later date, and be surprised how peacefully that can happen. So, I think people actually need time to think and sort of park their way into an idea. Shampoo sans shampoo. You access the calming acupressure points on top of your head in the most pleasurable way through scalp massage, the action of a shampoo, but without the shampoo. Gaze on something blue or pink, sometimes green. Each of these colours, one warm, two cool, but has magical ability to install the calm of a troubled mind. Blue, green and pink would have to be the most ugly combination of colours. Rest in a tub. A leisurely warm bath soothes like no other method. Lower the lights, add a few drops of your favourite oil, which would be either ethanol, but isopropyl, eucalyptus oil, and you'll be transported. It would actually be nice. Love the moment. When you concentrate your attention on absorbing every detail of every moment, savouring your taste, hearing every sound, noting every colour, you'll be calm before you know it. And I sort of do it, except this book is not the most calming to read. Train a calm place. If you practice being calm in a certain place, say your favourite chair or park bench, soon your subconscious will associate the feeling of calm with that particular place and simply go there to become calm. Know when to stop. For most activities in life, there's no prizes for perseverance. When you know your stress level is rising, stop what you're doing, either take a break or do something else. This person obviously is not doing heart operations where you just don't want to stop until the person is breathing. Spread beauty. Wherever you go in your life, whatever you do, make conscious efforts to add a little beauty or to contribute a beauty that's already there. So that sounds like a real ponce. Offer a compliment. You'll find the good feeling that flows from it will be as much yours as the recipient's. Or if the recipient tells you to wank off, you can just, it gives you the boost of laughing at them. Take all the time in the world. Contrary to what you may tell yourself, you have all the time in the world to do whatever you choose. You cannot be fitted into a day, cannot be done, forget about it. Delegate ruthlessly. The more you delegate, the more comfortable and capable you become with practice. Then, the more you delegate, the less pressure you have to live with. Yeah. It's interesting, the difference between delegation and jobs and stuff like that. I think this is... Okay, I think this is going to be my daughter coming. Thank your good humour. Get on speaking terms with your humour. Play games with it. Access it more than you think is a good thing. And it will help you become calm. See if that's my daughter coming. Don't know. It could be someone else. Massage your eyebrows. You do this intuitively when under pressure. Now you can do it consciously. Work relaxing acupressure points around the forehead by massaging your eyebrows in an outwards direction. Okay. Learn to love change. If you appreciate that as much as good comes from change as bad, as good comes as bad, you'll avoid the concerns that many people seem to have about it. Relax and be open to change when it visits. I must admit, I do that. I say, regrets, someone may leave the life because I get bored and stuff like that. And you say, you sort of focus on the sad sides, but then you say, well, they might come back, or there may be a new person, something like that. Sleep on a patchouli pillow. Add 3 drops of patchouli or chamomile oils to your pillows every few nights for a blissful, calm sleep. Or eucalyptus oil. Shed a few tears. There's something emotionally and physically soothing about having a cry. Visualize the sunset. Even though sunset moments may be sad, they're always peaceful. The pink ones are always even more peaceful. Oh, I don't know. I think just being connected with the cosmos is a good thing. Break the pattern. When you find yourself under pressure, do something different. Stand where you wouldn't normally stand. Sit where you wouldn't normally sit. Think the way you wouldn't normally think. Say your prayers. If you have a spiritual or religious belief, you probably have access to one of the world's most time-honored methods of achieving tranquility, prayer. Prayer is a pretty amazing thing because... Okay, this is a quick one. Pretend it's Saturday, which is actually rather good because this is Saturday. Switch off or switch on. Electric lights, television, computers, fluorescent lights all add feelings of tension. Ironically, you can compensate for them with another electronic implement, the ionizer. Oh, God, she's a bit of a wanker. Be up for sunrise. It is no coincidence that serious meditators, yogis, ascetics, martial artists, and many religious orders treat the moment before sunrise as the most precious time of the day. It really is an amazing time, that time before day, that because things take a quiet to get going, the birds and stuff like that. Okay, take to the waves. Sea air, salt water, and the sound of waves all contribute to the growing sense of calm. There is really nothing better than to actually hear the surf crashing and know it's there. Get it off your chest. Articulating your problems often takes you half the way to solving them. Share your feelings and problems with someone else and you'll feel more peaceful. Next one. Make friends with a masseur or a beauty therapist. I would say, or a quantum physicist. Be conscious of choices. Whether you recognize them or not, you usually have choices. The artists recognize them. Because you can see your choices, you will feel free. Think before you buy. This assumes that you've got some money. To avoid the stress of debt, think about what you can afford to spend long before you think about what you would like to buy. Well, that's sort of very similar, isn't it? I almost nailed that without trying. Sweat. Physical exertion counters the negative effect of stress and helps you feel good about yourself. Exercise until there is a light film of sweat on your brow and continue for 20 more minutes. It is a real bastard taskmaster. Okay, hold the words back. When you're under pressure, words come quickly and the rhythm of your speech sounds up. By reversing these patterns, slowing your words, articulating your thoughts more carefully, slowing down your breath, you can beguile your subconscious into believing you are relaxed. What I think is comes to mind is slow your words down, Dirty Harry. Did I fire five or did I fire six? Well, punk. Okay. Calm down your diet. If you want to feel calm, eat more raw fruit and vegetables, yogurt and milk, eggs, whole grains, beans, pulses, nuts and seeds. Watch your head. Most stress and anxiety results of what happens inside your head rather than what happens to your body. Take comfort in the fact that most things take place in your thoughts, never eventuate. That's because if you're particularly stupid, you're really stupid. Yeah, I shouldn't say. Okay. Leave town. It's more relaxing to walk down a country road than a suburban street. It's more comforting to gaze on rolling hills than on rolling stock. It's more relaxing to sail in the wide open sea than on a busy harbour. Smell the blooms. Certain scents stimulate production of relaxing chemicals, serotonin, in the brain. Among the more effective of these scents is lavender and chamomile or eucalyptus oil. That's me, Aussie, there. Especiate time, life in 3/4 time. Not only is the waltz the most light-hearted and joyous musical forms, it's also the most soothing. Think 3/4 times when you walk and feel the joy of your step. Oh, that's a bit of a wanker. Okay, sit in a church. Regardless of what you believe in, churches and temples are extraordinary places. Take a pew and absorb the atmosphere of the absolute peace and calm that permeates them. There's a is it a Buddhist temple in Wollongong, and that is something that's absolutely amazing to do. Press on the roof. Tense people have tense jaw muscles. To relieve the tension, simply press the roof of your mouth behind the front teeth with your tongue, I would say, and also go. I can't do it now, I'm so relaxed. I used to be able to like that. Fingers don't do it. Okay. Turn into a windmill. Imagine a windmill turning. Copy the actions with your arms, transcribing great slow motion arcs, and you will wave yourself calm. You can imagine doing that as a big board meeting or on Zoom. Zoom, I got caught out a few times. Okay. Frown darkly. Lighten your forehead and eyebrows into a tight, ugly frown. Then raise your eyebrows and feel the tension lift. Remember the feeling of relaxation that follows. Dance until you drop. One of the most pleasurable exercises around, uninhibited dancing distracts even the most committed warrior. You can imagine in a crowded office just, oh, I'm just going to dance. You know, someone says, what the fuck did you do? And you just get out the lavender oil and the chamomile, the pillow, dress in white, wear Donald Duck underwear, and then just dance until you drop. Cover your face. Place the palm of your hands on each side of your face and your lips to your eyes, allowing room for your nose, and apply light pressure until you feel relaxed. Sounds bad to me. Shelve your worries. Decide on a way of storing your worries each evening before you go to bed. Whisk them into an envelope and write them down in a diary, then store and forget them. Chances are they'll be greatly reduced if not solved by the morning. It's probably true. Eat 80-20. Our ideal diet maintains a ratio of alkalines, whole grain seeds and cereals to acids, coffee, meat and sugar. Pressed food, preservatives, 80-20. The 80-20 thing. Batch to the rescue. The most well-known bark to the rescue. The most well-known bark treatment, rescue remedy, produces a calming effect in trying situations as diverse as major traumas through to little anxiety. BACH, never heard of this. Rescue Remedy, I do know, is complete hocus pocus. It's one of those stupid things. Anything for a laugh. Remain on the outlook for things that make you laugh. And if you see nothing laughing at, pretend to see it and then laugh. That would be the most disturbing. You mentioned in your office, there's just nothing there. You just begin laughing. Write it down. Write down your concerns and surprise how quickly they dissolve when you read them on a piece of paper. I do think so, but you've got to be careful, quite honestly, because writing them down, it requires a certain amount of processing, and processing is dangerous. So if you write, I believe this because of that, and then you write the next factor, the next factor may be true based on faulty reasoning. So you can actually lock in faulty reasoning by writing things down. Make an appointment. Make an appointment with yourself to deal with your worries at a specific time in the future. The more seriously you treat that appointment, the more efficiently you will deal with that problem. Employ your subconscious. Your subconscious specializes in finding solutions to your most personal problems. Place your faith in it and give your conscious mind a rest. It is true. I'm finding this a bit funny about this. I would say it's subconsciousnesses. There's more than one subconscious. That's my view. Meditate. Concentrate on movement, a sound, an image, a thought, without strain, without concern if your attention wanders. Before you know it, you'll be meditating. Avoid cogs twice a day. Twice a day, spend a few minutes not being a cog in a machine. Take a walk around the block. Move a nap. Have a nap under your desk. Deliver the mail to the post office. Abandon your routine. Will add a variety and vitality to your day. Isn't that beautiful? It's also a bit frightening. I like the idea. You don't actually drop in. You just have a nap under your desk and then just begin laughing aimlessly. Give yourself permission. Find a quiet place regularly and say aloud, "For 5 minutes in every hour, I give myself permission to relax and be calm." Keep repeating it to yourself. Oh dear. The only worry about big things, well, it says imagine everything's small. If you cannot overlook the small issues of life, concentrate on the important ones. You will be much more closer to calm. That almost sounds like a contradiction stuck in there. Alight one stop early. If you consciously set out to break your routines, you can also break the worry habits. Take a different road home. Get off the bus stop early. Talk to a stranger and absorb the differences. Well, this is a bit of a problem in terms of that. I was working late in a lab and worked out one door, and as a matter of habit, never took the same route back again. Just lots and lots of training, hours, lots and lots of training. You never walk the same route back again. You just never do it. So I did. And of course, people then thought I wasn't in, and so they broke in because they thought I was still out. They didn't see me come back in because they went. At any rate, it was pretty bad. They got in a big barney and fight with these people late at night. Change. There is only one way to handle tense situations. You can change them, or you can change the way you look at them. There's enlightenment to be had in changing the way you look at things. Coming to the end here, hopefully. Use a soft voice. Have you ever noticed a calm person speaking in a loud voice? No. I've actually never seen. Be nice. As unfashionable as sentiment may seem, nice people never find fewer implements to being calm. And that's it. Okay, well, thank you very much. And I'll put this podcast off for a friend. Thanks a lot.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover
truly amazing things. Understand them and tell others. Thanks for listening.